Brigitte Garceau joins us on the line, is the incoming new MNA for the Liberals in Robert Baldwin. Brigitte, Miss Garceau, welcome to the show.
Bridget, please.
Bridget.
Thank you, Elias.
Okay,
Thank you very much, Elias. And I apologize for the voice this morning.
Oh, no. I would imagine there was a lot of yelling and screaming and talking last night, so I get
there
it.
There was also a lot of campaigning in the past 5 weeks. And so it's a combination of both, let's say.
And I appreciate that we're already on the first name basis, Bridget. I appreciate that immensely. So listen, I threw out a question this morning, the first hour of the program, to our panelists, and I'm going to throw it out to you this morning. For the Quebec Liberal Party this morning, is the glass half full or half empty?
Very good question. Listen, for us, it's a victory. We're very happy. We are going to be looking forward to, getting things done for Quebecers. Because one thing, Elias, I can tell you in terms of as a new candidate that was going from one end of Robert Baldwin to the other, there are a lot of people that are concerned with many issues, whether it's the cost of living, healthcare, daycare, education, and we have to move forward on those issues, and that's what we're going to do.
And you know, I throughout the campaign, you know, I heard from listeners who were upset with how the Liberals had handled things that mattered to them in the Anglo community, particularly Bill 96. And at times, I would have to laugh because I said, "Man, if you think you have it tough in the Anglophone community, just wait till you hear what the Francophone community is thinking about the Liberal Party of Quebec." And when we look at the results from last night, you know, I've seen some extrapolations of the voting looking at what happened in the island of Montreal. And some pollsters are saying, well, this means that in the rest of Quebec, the Liberals were at 5%, right? And that, I would imagine, requires a lot of soul searching. So how do you feel, Bridget, that the Liberal Party of Quebec can reconnect, should reconnect? How should the party reconnect with Anglophones, and then maybe more importantly, with Francophones?
I agree with you. We need to reconnect. And you had Desiree McGraw, who's going to be a colleague of mine. She's a very good friend. And I completely agree with what she said. We have a very strong message. It's based on a set of course, liberal values that we hold dear. And we believe that it resonates with a lot of people. And now, as I mentioned to a lot of residents of Robert Baldwin over the last 5 weeks, it's very important for us now to, you know, we have these 4 or 5 weeks of campaigning where we're talking about a host of issues. People have concerns. People want to get things done. They want us to fix things. And now we have to move forward and deal with those issues. And that's how we reconnect. It's about continuing the discussion with Quebecers on a host of issues. And for Liberals, that's what we're going to need to do. Whether it's Anglophones, Francophones, Allophones, we need to continue the discussion on all of the issues that matter to them.
When you talk about a party, obviously you look to the top, you look to the leader, right?
Yep.
So do you feel that Dominique Anglade is the right person to lead the Liberal Party moving forward?
Absolutely.
Why?
Without a doubt.
Why?
I'm going to tell you why. We had discussions at the beginning, of course, in terms of when I was chosen to represent Robert Baldwin. She represents everything that the Liberal Party of Quebec is in terms of values. And our electoral platform, which basically covers all of the important issues going on in Quebec. And she's articulate, she's intelligent, she thinks with passion, and she does connect with people. And now it's a question for all of us to be united and to move forward with her as our leader.
When there's this old saying, right, if you try and make everyone happy, you make no one happy. And sometimes I feel that the Liberal Party of Quebec has been all over the place on issues as they try in vain to make everyone happy. Does your party need to take more definitive stances on issues even if it'll make some people angry?
Well, I think if you take a look, Elias, at the political platform that we, you know, advocated for over the past 5 weeks, we had some very decisive, we made some very decisive, you know, it was very reasoned and decisive in terms of issues and what we were providing in terms of an alternative to Quebecers. And so I think we just moved forward on those issues because, I mean, whether it was immigration, whether it was healthcare, whether it was even the daycare system, education in terms of investments and all of the things that we need to do to better the lives of everyone.
And to wrap up here, Bridget, you won. You're going to the National Assembly.
I won. Yes.
How do you feel about the win?
I feel great about the win. I am so very grateful and thankful to all of the volunteers and Robert Baldwin, but also to all of the constituents that I met throughout the 5 weeks who were very most welcoming. And of course, I want to end this just if you would allow me in terms of Carlos Letao, who's the outgoing MNA for Robert Baldwin, and in terms of his devotion and engagement, as we say, to not only to the riding but also to all Quebecers. He did an outstanding job. He's highly respected. I have great admiration for him, and I want to thank him publicly for everything he's done and also for his wonderful support throughout the campaign.
Bridget, we have to leave it there. I want to thank you for coming on the program. Looking forward to see what role you have in the Liberal Party of Quebec. Appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Bridget Garceau is the new MNA coming in the Robert Baldwin riding for the Liberals.